What is up, guys? So there is a service I have offered privately to clients a la carte that I've never offered publicly until just recently in the past few months, and that is my social media audit and strategy. Essentially, over the course of 5 weeks and 3 1-hour calls, I'm going to go ahead and take your social media, your organic social media, not your paid ads, but organic, and I'm going to take it from not generating you any money to making sure it is speaking to the niche audience you're going after. It is telling them exactly what it is you do, what problems you solve, and how you solve it. We're going to work on your copy, your creative, everything from your Google business listing and congruency between website and social. When you're done with me in the 5 weeks, your organic social media is going to be driving new prospects into your door. And then I'm going to show you how to efficiently set up 6 to 9 months of social media one time in about 3 hours. Schedule it all out, have it done for 6 to 9 months, and then rinse and repeat, update as needed. If you're interested, go to Instagram, shoot me a DM at WTF Gym Talk. Let me know you're interested in the social media audit and strategy service, and I'll send you more information. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. You want to affix as many elements of your financial model as possible. So a financial model is essentially it's what I call the concept that John Briggs discusses in Profit First for Micro Gyms. Profit First is a cash flow management system created by Mike Michalowicz in a book called Profit First, and then licensed out to Profit First professionals like John Briggs, who owns Insight Tax, and he created the version for cash flow management for micro gyms. So, big fan of John and Insight Tax. I've been a customer of theirs for a long time. Big fan of them. Now, when I started using Profit First and working with John's company, it was very easy for me to understand how beneficial this was, because I remember the first time I really started looking at my financial model, which again, I'm for those of you guys familiar with Profit First, what he talks about with the allocations, that's what I'm referring to. For those of us not familiar, real quick, Profit First looks at, instead of you keeping all your business money in one business checking account, you create multiple different accounts, and each of those accounts has a department, if you will. So there's one account that's dedicated to your revenue. That's where all your money comes in from your payment processor. Every dollar you ever earn from a customer, regardless of what it's for, goes into the revenue account. Then there is a payroll account. This is the account that you put money into, and the only thing it does is it pays your staff, whether they're 1099s or employees or whatever. Then there's an OPEX account, operating expenses. And that's where you put all the money for everything that, you know, the cost to run your business on a regular basis. Your rent, your insurance, your SaaS products, your this, your that. You know, pretty much any expense that's not payroll or taxes. Because then you'll have another account for taxes where you'll put a certain percentage of your revenue every month away based on where your income is and your tax bracket and all that shit. And you put money away every month, and then it's there at the end of the year, and you're ready to go. So anyway, that is the Profit First model at large. And when you move that money around, you move it all from the revenue account into those other accounts. We call that allocating your money. So you allocate it to these other departments, like payroll, like taxes, like even owner pay. But owner pay, you're just going to, you know, that's a distribution for the owner, not being paid as a W-2, but an actual distribution, that would be just transferred to your personal account. But anyway, so when I first started using the Profit First model, and I realized, I kind of got wrap my head around this idea of the allocations, I was like, oh, well, for my business and consulting at the time, it was like, this is great, because I can kind of affix a lot of these numbers. Like, I know how much my expenses are per month. I've got a really good, like, to the, you know, probably with plus or minus $100, what my expenses are going to be, right? Because I, you know, they're SaaS products, they're recurring things. I don't have a lot of dynamic expenses. I have very fixed expenses. How much was I going to pay myself in owner pay? I could fix that. Now, I started using this model now with gyms. Now, in a gym, and again, remember, for a decade, that's what I was, a gym owner. The numbers are a little bit more dynamic in a gym. However, they don't have to be. So when I look at a financial model, I'm working with a client, one of the things I'm trying to do is to affix as many of the variables of their financial model as possible so that we know where, like how much money we're going to be needing to put where every month. It allows predictability. If your numbers are up and down, like your fucking financial model looks like an EKG, like a heart rate monitor, like boom, boom, up, down, up, down, up, down. I wouldn't want that business. That'd be stressful as hell. Now, let's talk about the elements of a financial model and which ones are easy or easier to affix than others. So at the very top of your financial model is your revenue, right? Let's do this on a monthly level. So your TMR, your total monthly revenue, this is gross. This would be top line revenue for the month. Now, unfortunately, that number is going to be, it's going to be dynamic. It's going to be up and down because that's how sales cycles work. However, you are in this subscription-based business, meaning on a month-to-month level, you are probably drafting a similar amount of money, maybe plus or minus $1,000 on average. Maybe plus or minus 2,000 for some of you guys doing bigger monthly numbers, whatever it may be. But it's, I mean, you pretty much have a range. You have an idea. Okay, I'm monthly doing this at the least. Now, when you're looking at a micro gym, there is your monthly draft, right? That's the money you already have in subscription. But then the variables are people who, you know, the new cash, like, oh, we signed up 7 people this month. Awesome. Well, 7 people now paid point of sale cash, whatever their upfront cost was, and that made it more dynamic, your revenue. It's more dynamic because you had this influx of an additional 7 people sold. You know, maybe you also ran some kind of, you know, paid in full promotion, so there was an influx of cash. So generally when I'm looking at a financial model, that number can spike up, but I kind of have a basement, a floor where I'm like, yeah, but on average over the past year, 6 months or whatever, they're doing this on average. Or the last 90 days would probably be a better time horizon to measure it off of, especially if they're a growing company. So for revenue, which is the first number in your financial model, it's not fixed. However, it is predictable. Okay, and if you're like, I don't have predictable revenue, well, I pity you. I really don't like that for you. That really sucks. If your revenue is so wildly dynamic that you can't predict within a couple thousand, like within $1,000 what you're going to make, that's, I wouldn't love that business for me personally if I was a gym owner, okay? Now, the next line item underneath there is profit. So the first thing, that's why it's called profit first, is how much profit are you going to have? Now, your profit is not, don't think of profit like total monthly revenue minus total monthly expenses equals your total monthly profit. Don't think of it like that. Think of profit as the retained earnings of the business. This is going to be money that you put a percentage to or a dollar amount on. Every month, Stu, I'm taking $500. I'm taking $2,000. I'm taking 7%, whatever it is, and I'm putting it into an account. That is going to be my retained earnings account. We're going to call it your profit account. It's the amount of money that gets to stay in the business for use whatever. Okay? It's not owner distributions. It's not going to payroll. It's not going to taxes at a later date. This is literally money I'm keeping off to the side, and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. All right? That's your profit account. You can affix that. All right? You can. Now, your ability to affix numbers within your financial model, it all comes down to how tightly you're being squeezed. If a business is being squeezed really tightly, meaning revenue is low, expenses are high, all right, that's going to mean profit is low or non-existent, and then you don't have a lot of, you're not as flexible in your financial model, which sucks. Now, you can one by one, strategically work to fix that, and I do that constantly. We look at a financial model, and they're like, Stu, there's nowhere for me to go. My revenue's stuck to here. My expenses are this because I signed a fucking really stupid lease. My payroll's bloated, but like, we can fix it, but it doesn't happen quickly, but it can be fixed. But on that profit side, you know, ideally we'd want to determine, okay, how much money do you want to put away every month? Now, for some of you guys maybe looking to buy commercial real estate, you have a goal in mind. Maybe some of you guys are, you know, you take your whatever is in your profit is what you're going to then give to your financial planner. You're going to put it in some kind of long-term investment for retirement or 401k, whatever it may be. So the profit model or the profit allocation, you know, that can be a little bit more dynamic, okay? However, the next line item when we get to that is going to be owner pay. That's going to be your distributions as an owner. Not if you pay yourself a salary, that goes in the payroll, but if you take actual distributions, I generally like to affix that. And you know what you need to live. So I'll have some owners like, Stu, I need a $2,000 a month salary, and I need to take home $2,000 in owner distributions. Okay, like now we've affixed that number. That's $2,000 in owner distro, $2,000 in W-2 salary. Got it. That's what you need to live. So we can affix that number then, and then make the other numbers work around it. Again, once you start nailing these numbers to the wall, affixing them, it makes it easier to determine what your budgets are on the other items. The next item on the financial model after owner pay would be payroll. Payroll is what you pay yourself as an employee or any of your employees or 1099 contractors. This is where I like to affix this number early and often. Now, I say often because as revenue increases, we change the number. So, for example, let's say when your gym's making $20,000 per month, okay? So, 20 grand per month, you're going ahead and you're, I don't know, what's a common one? Let's say you're spending 30% of your revenue on payroll, all right? So, we go 20,000 times 30%. That means we're spending, was that 6,000? Yeah. Boom. Yeah, that'd be $6,000 per month in payroll, okay? So that's cool at $20,000, but fast forward 6 months and you're now making $27,000. You've had a really good 6 months. You're at $27,000. Well, if you're still gonna keep paying 30% out, your payroll's now up to $8,100. And who knows, that could be appropriate. In order for you to get to 27, you might have had to add more classes or hire a sales manager, whatever. So they could grow with you, meaning your financial allocation for payroll increased with your revenue. But be careful, kids. This is where you get into trouble. Show me a business that as the revenue grew, the payroll grew step in step with it. The expenses grew step in step with it. That is not good. It's okay for it to happen in the early stages when you're getting, you know, a team established and proper compensation and, you know, you kind of, you know, you paid everyone, bullshit in the beginning, but now you've got money, so you want to kind of rectify that problem and really establish professional careers for people. However, this is where you get into the guys that walk into the, like the weekend business seminars and summits with their dick swinging, like, yeah. We fucking did $1 million this year in revenue. And then, like, if you ask them three more questions, you realize, like, oh, but it cost you $920,000 to make it. So you walk away with $80,000 in profit. That sucks. Like, walking in with your big dick, you know, $1 million, did $1 million this year. Yeah, but what did it cost for you to make $1 million? And where that ends up going awry is owners, as they make more money, they do not affix their financial model in regards to operating expenses and payroll. And here's the deal. For most of the gyms that I deal with this issue when I have to come in and correct the financial model, they're in the same building they were when they had when they were making $20,000, right? They have similar staff. It has grown a little, but like on the operating expense side, I've got gyms that like nothing's really changed operating. Like they might have, they're paying for a slightly more expensive CRM or whatever. They just get sloppy with their spending. So you see these guys, that are in the same building. Their lease is the same. I mean, it's obviously crept up by 3% a year or something like that on, in their commercial lease. But my God, it's like they went from $20,000 to $40,000 in total monthly revenue. And their expenses have just, but have exploded with it. It's like there's not that much profit left over because they did not affix their operating expense allocation at a certain stage. Because there's a certain point you're like, okay, this is it, man. We can, this business should never cost more than this in operating expenses per month. So I'm going to affix that. Now, you do this with your profit, your owner distribution, your payroll, your operating expenses, and then the easiest one is taxes, right? You call your accountant, you ask him, hey, how much money should I be setting aside for my taxes? And again, it just depends on whether you're an S-Corp or whatever, what tax bracket you're in, but your accountant will be able to tell you. And, you know, let's say it's, you know, 4% of what you make. So every month he wants you to take away he wants you to put 4% away. Cool. That's fine. That's easy. For every $100, put $4 away, right? You'd have a separate account for that. But the thing here with, you know, when you think about it, it's like, oh yeah, business would be a lot easier if I told myself, okay, I'm only going to spend 45% of what we make on payroll, and that's it. That's the most I'm ever going to pay out. So I don't care if it's 6 people on staff or 2 people on staff or whatever. Whatever we make, 45% of that is going to go to staff. And generally, you see this with like a lot of gyms that have performance-based pay. So let's say they're doing personal training, and personal training is $100 an hour, and then they're going to pay that coach 45%. So $45 for that hour, okay? So it would be easy in that model. I'm just making up these numbers, but like it would be easy in that model to establish a 45% payroll allocation and to affix it. Now, there'll be variables there because you got to factor in payroll expenses like taxes and all that shit into payroll. You don't factor that in taxes. You got to factor in the variable stuff if you have hourly employees, if you have other performance-based pay employees. And this, again, this is why you give me a call and we look through and I comb through all the fucking numbers of your P&L and we look through everything. We create this very dialed-in financial model. But now your knobs are there and I tell you, okay, set this one at 45%. Or I don't tell you to lock it in at a percent. I tell you to lock it in at a number. So instead of, you know, in some cases I might say, hey, I don't want you to lock this in at 45%. I want you to never spend more than $16,500 a month in payroll. Lock that in. And everyone's listening to this is like, wait, what do you mean? So if I make fucking $100,000 a year, I'm only going to spend, no. That's the whole, see, these knobs change. So if I were to give someone that prescription, like, okay, for your financial model, I'm recommending you don't spend more than $16,500 in payroll. Then on this Excel sheet, I would show them, like, okay, and here you are at whatever, $40,000 a month in revenue. But when you hit this number in revenue, now we're going to go ahead and we're going to adjust that payroll number because at this level, we anticipate you're going to need to hire this person. We anticipate that this person's due or this role's due for a raise. We anticipate X amount of more classes. And it all just kind of is interwoven into each other. And that's, this stuff, like there's some of you guys that aren't listening anymore because I started talking about financial models. And you just, again, it's one of those things where like, oh, that's not relative to what I'm doing in this exact moment. So I'm not, but I'm telling you, the gyms that I get a chance to work with and not work with, like just ones I get to talk to, they understand that their level of success increase, their opportunity for success increases the more that they can accurately predict their business's revenue, which is hard. But if you can't accurately predict revenue all the time, what can you accurately predict? Expenses. And if you're like, I have no way to accurately, there's no way for me to predict my expenses, I promise you, you're full of shit. Like I literally swear, I swear to God, you are full of shit. You just have never wanted to or had someone go ahead and just take a flashlight and shine in the closet and be like, dude, yes, you can. Look, you just like doing this, this, and this. You like spending this amount of money on this per year, which blows up your expenses and then blah, 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 blah. And had you someone like sit there and just kind of call you out. But you can. You would 100% could say, hey, I'm never spending more than this in my operating expenses. This is my rent. This is my insurance. This is my SaaS products. This is my this. And then it's an additional $1,500 a month for miscellaneous. I will never spend more than that. This is what we call, it's called budgeting, kids. We're just talking about creating budgets. But the way I do it is, again, I think budgets just seem so generic and like, wah, wah, wah. Like no one listens. But when you think about these different dials, profit, owner pay, payroll, operating expenses, and taxes, if you think of those five buckets and those dials, you can affix most of those. Now, in some situations, you're affixing percentage, some you're affixing dollar amounts. In some scenarios, you can't affix all of them, you can affix some. And then in different seasons of the business, you can affix more, right? That's the thing. And sometimes I don't want to affix too many, especially if I have a startup. I could argue this two ways. If I have a startup, I generally do want to lock in expenses, because especially if they kind of take off and they're making a lot of cash early, you see sloppy spending and like premature hires and shit like that, and reinvesting into the business, which is what every gym owner likes to talk about doing, but really just means that they're just fucking buying more shit they don't need to buy. But anyway, listen, if you're an MGU, you've been taking any of the financial model courses, if you're not an MGU, get in there. But or anyone who's sitting there and is like, fuck, I want to have a better grasp of my finances. I want to feel like I have some autonomy as a CFO in my business. I'm not like you don't have to be a finance major. I am horrible at math. I am fucking dog shit at math. Okay? But use an Excel sheet and understand how a financial model works, and you can sound like you fucking got your MBA in, you know, business finance, when really you just understand fucking sixth grade math. It's really all it is. It's sixth grade math. But anyway, guys, until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.